Hey everyone, welcome back to Overthinking Detox. I'm your host, Laura Bennett, and today we're diving deep into something that affects us all. Emotional baggage. Ever feel like you're carrying around a backpack full of stuff that weighs you down? You know those past hurts, disappointments, or anxieties that just seem to stick around no matter how much you try to shake them off? Well, I'm here to tell you it doesn't have to be this way. Releasing emotional baggage isn't about forgetting the past, it's about letting go of its power over you in the present. Think of it like this. You wouldn't keep a broken toy that hurts you, right? So why hold on to those negative emotions that are only hurting your well-being? Here's the thing, emotional baggage can manifest in all sorts of ways. It might show up as anxiety, stress, anger outbursts, or even physical symptoms like headaches or insomnia. But the good news is, you have the power to unpack it and start feeling lighter. Now let's get real for a second. I know what you're thinking. Easier said than done, Laura. Trust me, I get it. Unpacking those heavy emotions can be tough, but it's absolutely worth it. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you on your journey. 1. Acknowledge and accept. First step is recognizing that you have emotional baggage. Yeah, sometimes the hardest part is admitting we have a problem. But once you acknowledge it, you can start taking steps to address it. Think of it like accepting a challenge, a tough one, but one you can conquer. 2. Identify your triggers. What specific events or situations tend to bring up those old feelings? Once you know your triggers, you can start to avoid them or develop coping mechanisms. It's like knowing what sets off your smoke alarm. You can either remove the source of the smoke or get a fire extinguisher ready. 3. Journal your thoughts and feelings. Edit all out on paper. Writing can be incredibly therapeutic. It allows you to process those emotions in a safe space without judgment. Plus, reading your entries later can give you valuable insights into your patterns and triggers. Remember, journaling is like having a private conversation with yourself. Be honest, be vulnerable, and don't censor yourself. 4. Practice self-compassion. This one is crucial. Talk to yourself the way you would talk to a dear friend going through a tough time. Be kind, understanding, and forgiving. Remember, everyone makes mistakes and has struggles. Give yourself the same grace you would extend to someone else. 5. Seek professional support. If you're struggling to let go of emotional baggage on your own, don't hesitate to reach out to a therapist or counselor. They can provide guidance and support as you work through your past hurts and develop healthy coping mechanisms. Think of them like your personal GPS helping you navigate those tricky emotional landscapes. Okay, so imagine this. You're at a party with people you barely know. Suddenly, someone brings up a topic that triggers a painful memory from your past. Your heart starts racing, your palms sweat, and you feel that urge to excuse yourself and disappear. Sound familiar? This is a classic example of emotional baggage rearing its ugly head. But what if instead of retreating, you took a deep breath and acknowledged those feelings? What if you used it as an opportunity for growth by practicing self-compassion and choosing a different response? Maybe you could say something like, "That reminds me of a difficult time in my life. I've learned a lot from it, and now I choose to focus on the positive." T. It's about taking control of your narrative instead of letting your past dictate your present. Remember, releasing emotional baggage is an ongoing process, not a one-time fix. There will be ups and downs, but keep in mind that every step you take towards healing is a victory. You're capable of moving forward and living a lighter, more fulfilling life. So, what's one actionable thing you can do today to start unpacking your emotional baggage? I encourage you to write it down and share it with me on social media using the hashtag #OverthinkingDetox. Let's support each other on this journey. Until next time, stay strong, keep detoxing, and remember you are worthy of peace and happiness.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.